Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chaf Alef. The sugya starts in Daf Chaf and Beis in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, Ki Yasser Avdi Miyam Rabbi Yechanan Eichav L'Eichol Sheker V'Azirasim Ha'achol Eis Shav V'Shmila Sheker Achalti V'Leichalti Shav V'Azirasim Ha'achol Eis Yisra Shem Hashem L'Kechol Ashav Kainamis Oivim B'Leichal Devarei. As Rav Dimi is saying like this, we have in the Mishnah is discussing Lagabe Karbin, two types of Shua Sheker, two types of Shua's Bitoy. You have Labo and you have Shaavar. You have Labo, he makes a Shua he will do something. He makes a Shua he will eat, and he doesn't, or he makes a Shua that he won't eat, and he does. That's Labo. And we have also a Shua Lashaavar, that he's made a Shua that he did eat and he didn't, or he made a Shua that he didn't eat and he did. And that's the machlokes of Bikiva and Bishmol, where they only chayiv on carbon, only on lahaba, because it says lahara lahetiv, or in marba also l'sha'ave. And that Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Kiva, shu'a shtayim shein arba, that you chayiv both on lahaba and l'sha'ave. But that's legabe carbon. Agamar now is discussing legabe malchus. What's the din legabe malchus? All these shu'as, bemis in our lav deraisa, whether you make a shu'a lahaba and don't keep the shu'a, where you make a shvuah l'sha'avar, and it wasn't true, that's a lav deraisa, and there's malchus. But the shail is, the machlekesh of dimi and ravin is which lav? We have three lav in legabe shvuah. We have the lav in aseres adibris, l'sisa Hashem Hashem l'kechel ashav, that you can't make a shvuah shav. We have the lav in parashas kedoshim, l'sisa shavu b'shmila shaker, you can't make a shvuah shaker. And you have a lav in parashas matos, Le'achel devarei. So Rav Dimi held that le'sisa shem Hashem le'kechel ashav means that the shvua b'shas ma'isu ashav was nothing. It was le'klum, meaning it was sheker. It was sheker from its very inception. So that's a shvua l'shaver. That you made a shvua, and right when you made the shvua, it was l'shav, it was sheker. It was a worthless shvua. So when you made a shvua, achalti v'lo'yachalti, or you made a shvua lo'yachalti v'achal, then you're over on the lav in Aseres Adibus L'sisa Hashem Hashem L'kechel Ashav. If you make a shvua lahaba, that's L'sisa Shavu B'Shmi L'Sheker. And Rashi explains, L'sisa Shavu B'Shmi, if you're going to be M'Sheker. When you make a shvua B'Shmi L'Sheker, and you don't keep it, so Kum Teis Shvua you made B'Shmi was L'Sheker, you're over the lav L'sisa Shavu B'Shmi L'Sheker. That's in shvua lahaba. So Kum Teis, we already have lavin, both for the shvua L'Sheavar, L'sisa Hashem Hashem L'kechel Ashav, and a shvua la'abo we have, like a shavu v'shmila sheker, and memela le'yachal, you don't eat for shvua, le'yachal is for nedarim. When someone makes a neder, kainim davaze alai, and he's over the neder, that's when he's over on le'yachal. On chafalafim and alaf, the Gemara brings a shittas ravin. The shittas ravin is, no, achalti v'lo yachalti is sheker, v'zirasim is a shavu v'shmila sheker. Oichal v'lo yachal is over b'le'yachal devarei, v'ezu shvua shav, Nishbal Hashanis is a Yadua La'adam. And Rashi's Masmer, that Lava voice is Shavu B'Shmila Sheker doesn't mean when he's M'Sheker later. It means B'Shas the Shvu, it shouldn't be Sheker. The Mashmayis of Rashi is that when you make a Shvu La'aba, it wasn't a Shvu Sheker at the time. So mainly you wouldn't be Oivu like Shavu B'Shmila Sheker. So when you make a Shvu La'aba, you're not over L'Sisa Shem Hashem L'Kechel Hashav because it wasn't a worthless Shvu. You're not over the shavu v'shmila sheker because at the time you made the shvua it wasn't sheker, but you are over layachal devarei. That the pasuk says, "Ish ki the ned l'Hashem ayishav v'shvua lesser isal nafsha layachal devarei." The isal abba is because you mechal your words. You made a word, you said your word, you gave your word that eichel or layeichel, and you didn't keep it. You're over layachal devarei. I bezai if the shavu v'shmila sheker is a shvua l'shaavar. And Shvul Abbas Le'achal Devarei, so what is the Pasuk Le'sisa Hashem Hashem L'kechel Ashav coming telling you? So Gemara says it's L'shanis HaSayidua. It doesn't mean a full Shvua, it means a worthless Shvua. Let's say you want to be M'shanis HaSayidua, so that's not Sheker because everyone knows it's Sheker, you're not trying to fool anyone, but the Pshat is you're making a Shvua worthless, that's L'sisa Hashem Hashem L'kechel Ashav. The Rambam gives a few examples of Shvua Shav, either L'shanis HaSayidua or L'amis HaSayidua, that you make a shvua that it's day when it's day, and it's very obvious that it's day, ukadayma. or a shvu levatlos a mitzvah, a shvu a shav. We'll have this later in the parak. So kum deis levir avdimi shvu l'sha'avar yoreivon lesisa shem hashem kechel l'shav shvu l'abal l'sishav v'shmila sheker l'yachlos v'kainomis. According to Ravin, a shvu l'sha'avar yoreivon on l'sishav v'shmila sheker, and a shvu l'abal is l'yachel, and shvu l'shav is l'shanis v'sayidua. So there's a shayr Rambam, the Rambam paskins, and Nilch Shuas Perek Aleph Alocha Gimel, that L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is for both the Shaver and Lahaba. Either of those two cases, you're either on L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker. And the obvious kasha is, that seems to be neither like Rav Dimi nor like Ravin. According to Rav Dimi, L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is Dafka Lahaba, and L'Shavar, you need L'Shisa Shem Hashem L'Kecha L'Shav. And according to Ravin Faket, L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is Dafka L'Shavar. And Labo, it's with L'Yachal Devari. What's Pshat in the Rambam that says that L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is for both Lahaba and L'Shavar? A Shere Rambam. So the cast of Mishnah Ifinot brings down the Rivash and Simon Chimpe Zayin that the Rambam learned that Avada L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is going on Lahaba. That everyone agrees to. L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is Zicha going on Lahaba. That is no machlekes of Dimi and Ravin. The Rambam names up with the klayk L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker has to be going on Lahaba. So why does Ravin say that Lahaba is from L'Yachel Devari? If he agrees to Rav Dimi that Lahaba is L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker, so Zak the Rivash in the Kesef Mishnah, he means it's also L'Yachel Devari. In other words, Rav Dimi held it's only L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker. It's not L'Yachel Devari. L'Yachel Devari is Dafka for Kainomis. That's what Rav Dimi said, that L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is L'Shavar. And L'Shisa Shem Hashem L'Kechel is L'Shav is L'Shavar. And L'Abo is L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker. And Kainomis is B'Yachel. In other words, only Kainomis is B'Yachel. And Shvur, all you have is L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker. And on that, Ravin argues. And Ravin says, no. First of all, L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is also L'Shavar, which there Rav Dimi didn't hold of. Rav Dimi held that L'Shisa Shem Hashem L'Kechel L'Shav is L'Shavar. L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is not L'Shavar. And second of all, Avada L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker is also L'Haba, but L'Haba, you also have L'Yachel. So Ravin's being massive that besides L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker, you also have L'Yachel, you have both. And the Rambam passes like Ravin. Now the cash is, so why didn't the Rambam write, you also have L'Yachel? That's what Ravin's saying. So even though you understand why the Rambam wrote, you have L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker on L'Haba, but why didn't the Rambam also include that you have L'Yachel? Zok to Rivash in the Kesef Mishnah. Because the Rambam Shita is that when you have two Lavin telling you the same thing, it's considered one mitzvah. So he doesn't have to bring down both Lavin. The Rambam wouldn't count it as an extra mitzvah in the Tayang if you have two Lavin. So in a male, the Rambam only brings down one. Why should he bring down both? You don't have to bring down all the Lavin. L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker applies to both L'Shav and L'Haba. L'Haba, you have an extra lav of L'Yachel Devari, but it wasn't a game for the Rambam to bring it down. In Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Chav Zayin, he asked the Kasha, why is it a game that you get two Malkus? You should get two Malkus, one for L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker, and one for L'Yachel Devari. And he blames the Tzarechim. But it's a little bit strange in Minchas Chinuch. It's you do with the Shittas of Rambam. He brings it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Shoshim in the beginning, in Sherish Chi. And when you have two Lavin both saying the same thing, you don't get two Malkus. The Ramban there discusses it by Richos. It's also the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufayin Tes. A long discussion, the Rambam and the Ramban about this Nakuda, is a chayach to get two Lavin, to get two Malkus if it's two Lavin on the same mitzvah. So Lamaisa, it's not Negeya that he gets L'Yachel also. Because since you anyway get Malkus as a Sheshav V'Shmil Sheker, you're not going to get an extra Malkus for L'Yachel. It's not considered an extra mitzvah. Now, in Mishnah's Rabbaran Kotla in the Yerim on Nedarim, Semen Aleph, Eischav Tes, he asks a very interesting question. He says, this rule that you don't get two Malkus, it's not considered two Averis if the two Lavin saying the same thing, is not when the Lavin are saying Taka the same Isser. But L'Chayr, he tainis, L'Shishov V'Shmi L'Sheker, and L'Yachal Devarai, L'Chayr, Achaluk and Miki Yisei Dinam. They're completely different one from the other. L'Shav V'Shmil Sheker, the side of the Isser is that you're making a shvur and you're not keeping the shvur, Kum daislu mafreya, your shvu is a shvu sheker. The issue is because you said a shvu sheker. So ayna chinami, you're not over the issue b'shas a shvu, it's a shvu la'aba. When you're over the issue, when you violated the shvu, then you made the shvu into a shvu sheker. But al kapanim, the issue is because you made your shvu into a shvu sheker. So the issue is you said a shvu, which ended up being a shvu sheker. But layachal devar lechayr is a completely different issue. Layachal devar lemashal by nedarim. When you say kainim davar zelai, there's no emes and sheker in that. You're shaffing a chalei sisser. There's no emes and sheker in kainim davar zelai. That's making a chalei sisser. So what's layachal devar? You have to respect the issue that you made. You made a chalei sisser, so you have to keep to that chalei sisser. You don't keep to the chalei sisser, you're being over layachal devar. So it's not because you made sheker, you were sheker. They weren't sheker altogether. They were emes. There is the chalei sisser. The problem is you didn't respect the chalei sisser. You violated the isser. So if you're going to say that you have both lavim by shvu lahaba, you have the lav l'sishov v'shmila sheker, and you have the lav l'yachal devar. But l'chayi, they're telling you two different things. One is telling you that in a shvu lahaba, you're doing an isser because you made your shvu sheker. You said a shvu which ended up being sheker, and that's one isser. And the isser be said is because of the shvu that you said. You said a shvu which ended up being sheker, you caused the shvu l'mafreya to be sheker. And then you have another isser, the shvu shafta chalais isser, and you violated the issi. So it's shvu shalayachal, it's shafta chalais isser achila, and you violated that chalais isser. And that's why ever leachal devar. L'chay, it's two different isurim. I mean, and each lav is kail a different issue which the other one doesn't have. Like the shov v'shmila sheker is any time you said a shua sheker, even when you didn't violate the issue that you made, like a shua l'shavar, but it happens to apply to a shua l'abo, also kusla mafreya, the shua sheker. L'yachal devar is any time you're over an issue which you made. And that's the gay to kainamis, where you didn't say any sheker, you made an issue and you violated it. And who would the meshvu? You made an issue and you violated it. So it's two separate lavim which happened to come together by shvu sheker on laba. Why wouldn't you get two malchus? As I fact your baron. Zakter baron, vice days, the leyachal devar doesn't only mean that you can't violate an issa that you made. Leyachal devar also means that you can't make your words into sheker. And by shvua, you're not violating any issa you made. Shvua is not an issa chefsa. Shvua is an issa gavra. You never made a chalai sisser. All you did was you forced yourself to do something because anish l'mafrei is going to be sheker. But that's also leyachal devar. In leyachal devar states tzvei zachin, not to violate an issa you made and not to make your words into sheker. He brings a raya because the Gemara says in the second parak in the Nedarim, it says kainim eina b'shinai. It says like this. It says someone says that I'm making a kainim on my eyes that they can't sleep. So malkanaisa v'yoshin la'alter. You give him malchus and he can sleep right away because it's a davar she'yef shalakayim. He'll never be able to mekayim the neder. So mela, it's not chal an issu in the davar she'yef shalakayim. So you give him malchus and he can sleep right away. So Frektor Baron, if you're going to tell me that the chalais issu was chal in that case, so why could he sleep right away? He's an einus. So let him wait till he's an einus. He shouldn't sleep right away. If someone knows he's going to have to be ivan averi ba'einus, it can't be ivan right away. He has to wait until there's an einus. Elamai, without there's no way he can be mekayim the ned. The ned is not chal. The chalaisis is not chal. So what's if Shadi gets malchus? So why does he get malchus? Where's the liachal devar? Nothing was chal. Vice says that liachal devar doesn't only say you can't violate the chalaisis that you made. Liachal devar also says that there's an isser of making a neder which is going to be a sheker. So that's good for the isser by shvua. If leachal devar applies to shvua, it can't apply that you can't violate an isser you made. The shvua is not an isser. Shvua is an isser gavra. So leachal devar al karchach means also that you can't make your words into sheker. You can't make your words chulin. And memel, it's exactly the same isser as the shav v'shmila sheker. So this is the pshat from the Kesef Mishnah and the Rivash. And the Rambam that says that Sheshov v'shmila sheker is going on both a shvu l'abah and a shvu l'shavah, it's because he holds that everyone agrees that Sheshov v'shmila sheker is going on shvu l'abah. Now Ravin is mechadish, it's also going on shvu l'shavah, that he argues in Avdimi. And that he says that Yoiv l'yachal is another mechalekis he's having with Avdimi. The Avdimi holds there is no l'yachal by shvuas, only Sheshov v'shmila sheker, and Ravin is saying there's also l'yachal by shvuas. But l'chayim it's shveya. I got in Kenish Dingen on the Rivash and the Kesef Mishnah. What bothers me a little bit is if Ravin took the time to make the point that there's also layachel by Shu'al Abba, and that was the point where Ravin was saying, why should the Rambam be mashmin it? Al karchach, there is an afkamina. And l'chayim is an afkamina l'gabe asra. That according to Rav Dimi, if you master between layachel and Shu'al Abba, you don't get malchus. Mashaken according to Ravin, you do get malchus. So why would he leave out this halacha that Ravin took the time to tell us? Also, the Achreinim, the Arsameach, and others are very bothered because the Kasimation of Yavash is saying that according to Evdimi, you're not over Leachel by Shvu. That's the Machlekesh Evdimi and Ravin. That according to Evdimi, you're only over Leisheshav Vishmila Sheker, and Ravin's Meisiv that you're also over Leachel. Now, Taisis and the Ritva says, Lahed, you're not that way. And they say it's a Pasuk. When Evdimi said, Kanamis Eiv Mishum Leachel, Taisa says, Beshua Yosu Eiv Mishum Leachel, Dixiv, Ayishava. It's Mamashim Furish Apasik. Ishki Yid, the Nedal Hashem, Ayishava, Shua, Lesel, Israel, Nafshel, Leachel, Devari. Clearly, Leachel's going, and Nedrin is Shua. And the Dvo also says that. Besides also bringing a Mufurish Mishnah in the Darim that says that the Shua, that is Leachel by Shua. Now, Rashi is a Shtikal Mashma, like the Kesem Mishnah in the Rivash, because Rashi says, Kaloimar, Leachel the mashma laba lav lazar shuas laba asa the shuas laba meleshav shul shekin nafik the chiasa leachel lazar is nedarim asa lafukemi ravin dam lazar shuas laba leachel. So it sounds clearly, it actually sounds like he's saying like the kesef mishnah the rivash the Rav Dimi that says kenomis yoiva leachel is to tell you that shvu you're not over leachel lafukemi ravin that says b'shvu you are over on leachel, which then you could say like them that he means in addition to leishav b'shmila sheker. But the Ritva is bothered. It's shver from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says not the way. The Pasuk says, Ishki Yidin Edel Hashem Ma'ishav Eshuot Li'achal Devarei. So there are other Pshatim, the Chsam Sefer in the Chedushim here, and other Achreinim. They talk about how the Rambam could shtim that maybe Pasuk's partially like Rav and partially like Rav Dimi, Ukadayma. Or maybe Rav Dimi Gufa is not coming Lafugel as Eshov Vishila Sheker is not going La'aba. I mean L'shava, maybe Rav Dimi Gufa holds that it's shayach, that it's going l'shava, it just means that l'shava is also l'shava. You can say different mahalchim in the Rambam, but either way, if you're going to say like that it's muchach from the pasuk, that l'yachal devari is going on shua, it's going to be a little bit shver, because the Rambam never says it. The Rambam never brings l'yachal devari by shua, not in yad, and not in the sefer ha-mitzvahs, he only brings l'yachal devari by nedarim. The mashmai said the Rambam is a little bit, that he bechlal didn't hold it, is l'yachal devari by shua. And he held like Rav Dimi that by Shvua is only like Lashav Vishmila Sheker. But by Lashavar, he also wanted to say it is Lashav Vishmila Sheker, maybe because the Gemara says in other places that Lashav means Lashanis Seyedua. So that's where he came out that Beikon like Rav Dimi, but this Nakuda changing that Lashav means Dafka Lashanis Seyedua, so maybe Lashav Vishmila Sheker is going on both Laba and Lashavar, and Layachal is not going by Shvua altogether. But like I said, some Achreinim were very bothered to learn this way because the Pasuk says clearly that Leachel is going on Shvua, and that's what Taisus and the Ritva say. They also bring this Ra'i from the Pasuk that Avad Leachel is going on Shvua. And the case of Mishnah Pshat, the Rambam does hold Leachel is going on Shvua, just Rav Dimi didn't hold away, but the Rambam passes like Ravin that Leachel is going on Shvua, but he doesn't bring it, like we said, they say because there's no halachic nafkamina, yeah, anyway, only over one lav. Now, I want to discuss a Zayt Inni, which happens to be brought here in the Sugya. And the Gemara, when it was discussing what it meant, Shav V'Sheker, Davar Echaninu, and the Gemara thought that it meant that the word Shav and the word Sheker was said B'Dibar Echad, and the Gemara brings a Dimin to that, because Zachar V'Shama B'Dibar Echad Nemru. By the Luchos Yishayinus, it's Zachar Shem Hashamas the Katsha, and the Luchos Yishayinus, it says Shamar, and it's B'Dibar Echad Nemru. They were said in one Dibar Mashayin, Apeyach L'Dab Mashayin O'Izin Yachal L'Shmaya. And the Gemara says over there, the reason why we said B'dibur Echad is to teach you halacha, like Avada Barahava. Domer Avada Barahava, Noshim Chiyovis B'kidne Shem Dvar Teira, Domer Kor Azacha V'Shama, Kol Sheshne B'Shmir Yeshne B'Shchira, V'Hani Noshi Hovisne B'Shmir, Yusunami B'Shchira. So you learn halacha from this thing, that Zacha Shem B'Shamas the Kacha means that Zachreyu B'Dvarim, that you have to say Kiddush, you have to make a mention of Shabbos B'Dvarim, Ayidei Kiddush, and Noshim Achiyav is B'Kiddush Yerim Dvar Torah, Noshim also M'Chuyiv in Kiddush, even though normally call Mitzvah Sheishes Man Grom and Noshim Apturis, but Kiddush Yerim is different because since you have a Hekish of Zachar and Shomer, because they're B'Dibur Echanemru, and Nashim Aish Lisne Bishmir, because that's alive, and alive Nashim Amachiyavis, and all alive, and even if there's man grama. So that's why the Chayiv in Kiddush. Don't state in the Gemara. So Taisa says, Eifenot, that this Gemara is Mashman at Kiddush is Deraisa, and it's also Mashman away in Brachas, Daf Chafam and Beis. That the mitzvah of Kiddush is Deraisa, and it's brought in all the main mitzvahs that it's a mitzvah Deraisa. And Taisa had a kasha from the Gemara Nazir, Daf Dala, that the Gemara Nazir is Mashma, that drinking wine is never a mitzvah Deraisa. It's never Mushma Vayim and Mahar Sinai, the way Taisa learns the Gemara. And he says that even Kiddush and Avdalah is not Mushma and Mahar Sinai, it's the Rabbanan. So this Gemara says Kiddush is Deraisa, and the Gemara Nazir, Daf Dala, says that Kiddush, drinking the wine of Kiddush, is not Deraisa. So Taisa says, two terutzim. One terutz is that Kiddush is deraisa, but the din of Kiddush al Yayin is not deraisa. Kiddush al Yayin is derabanan. And even though the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, daf kavav, zachar shem mikshamas shabbos lekach zechreu al Yayin, like it says, zichur kiyen levanay, that's an asmachta. The din of zachar shem mishamas lekach to be zechreu bediber is deraisa, but the din of zechreu al Yayin is derabanan. And then Taisa says the second Taisa said, even if Zechreu Layayin is the Raisa, but the Dim Mavarek Sarach Shayitim is the Rabbanan. So the Gemara in Nazir, which talks about drinking the wine, that would only be as Mavarek Sarach Shayitim, that would be Mid Rabbanan. Even if you would need wine, Mid Raisa. So Agav, I want to mention the Shein Akasha from Ablazim Maisha Horowitz that he asked in Arvei Pesachim, where Taisa says the same thing in Dafka Vavim Pesachim. Taisa says, Vaisis Taisa's Tubshatim. One is that the whole din of wine is the Rabbanan. And the other is that there is a chiyuv of wine midiraisa, but there's no din to drink the wine. So, Frekter Blazer Meisha, if you're going to say that midiraisa is a din to have wine, but there's no din to drink the wine, so then you can't understand why Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos we're not mechuyev to take a cup of wine and say kiddush on the wine and not drink the wine. Bishleim, if the din of wine is not deraisa, is good. So the Rabbanan weren't misakin on Yom Kippur because you can't drink the wine. In the Rabbanan, you have to drink the wine. And with the rice, you don't need wine altogether. So we understand why we don't take wine on Yom Kippur. If the din of Mavarek Sarach Shayitim would also be the rice, so it'd also be good. But with the rice, you can't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, because Kiddush means drinking wine, and Yom Kippur is a lot of the rice, so you have to fast. Maybe you could clarify about a Seder Chalaisa say. I mean, it would be a Seder Chalaisa Sheyesh Bekaris. So you can't do it. So you can't be Mekayim this mitzvah the rice on Yom Kippur, so you don't do it. But if the mitzvah deraisa is to have the cup of wine without drinking it, so now you can be mekayim on Yom Kippur. So just because they were meisif a new mitzvah in the Rabbanan to drink it, that means you shouldn't do the mitzvah deraisa on Yom Kippur. As I fact, your blessed meisharu is a geshmak akasha. But al kabbanim is two pshatim of taisis if kiddush al yain is deraisa or not, although he names on either pshat drinking it would not be deraisa. The Rambam, in Perich of Tes Hilcha Shabbos, says, Mitzvah is the same in a Torah L'Kaddish Yom HaShabbos B'dvarim. He doesn't mention anything about wine. And then in Halacha Vav, he says, Midivrei Seif from L'Kaddish Alayayin. So you see, like Taisa's first Torah, that's the Psak of the Rambam. And there are a lot of other Rishayim that hold like the Rambam in this. And the Magen Avraham, at the beginning of Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, brings a riot to the Rambam from a Gemara in Brachas, that the whole din of Kiddush on the wine is a takana. That's how the Gemara explains why Havdalah, they made a takana al kais, even though you made Havdalah betfila, dumi to Kiddush, that they made a Kiddush al kais, even though you have Kiddush betfila, silchari you see klar that it was a takana. But the Bialacha brings that Kamari Shainim, he brings Rabbi Kvege, brings that the Ran, by the sugi of Ner Chanukah, is mashman that it is the raisu, al kapanim wine or pass, because the Ran has a kash over there. And how could the Gemara say that Ner Chanukah comes before Kiddush if Kiddush is deraisa and Ner Chanukah is derabanan? So the Ran answers because Kiddush means deraisa could be Yetzer B'Pas. And Memela, the wine for Kiddush is not deraisa because could be Yetzer with Pas me deraisa. It's Masha with neither wine nor Pas. You're not Yetzer me deraisa from the Ran. So the Ran is Mashma that there is a din to have Al Kapanim Yain or Pas me deraisa. And the Bialacha, they also brings that there's a Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh himself, which also Mashmas Deraisa, and also the Rajba says the same shtickel as the Ran in Shabbos. So he brings Kamer Rishayim Kumtais, the Ran and the Rajba there by the Sugya of Chanukah and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina and Arvei Pesachim, and they all seem to them on that Kiddush Al Yayin is Deraisa. Even though the Paiskim seem to them on that no, that the din of Kiddush Al Yayin is not Deraisa. And it's Negei Halacha, because the Shaila is after someone davens Ma'ariv on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says that now his chiyuv kiddush is the Rabbanan, because midiraisa he was yaitza with Ma'ariv, he was yaitza with Shmoneh Esrei, he was yaitza with Tefillah, he already said Mekadesh HaShabbos, and now his chiyuv to make kiddush al yayin is the Rabbanan. But if you hold that kiddush al yayin is the deraisa, so you'd have a chiyuv deraisa. Negeil halacha by yisafik l'mashal. And what's even more negeil halacha, which is to be halacha discusses, if let's say you have someone that's 13, a katan that's already 13 years old, but he doesn't have a beard, and you don't know that he has shtei sairis. The din is by uch yuvi derabban, and we assume that the katan has shtei sairis, we allow him to daven for the amid, and to yimaitzi anyone in any chiyuv derabbanan. But when it comes to chiyuvim deraisa, then you have to know that he has shtei sairis, or that he has a beard, then you know he has shtei sairis. So the shaila is, let's say you have a family, where the father's not there, or they don't have a father, and they have a bat mitzvah bach of 13 years old, he wants to make kiddush. The shaila could be yaitza his mother. And if the pshat is, let's say she daven ma'ariv, so kum dais, lefi the rishayin that hold, that you don't need kiddush alayayin midereisa. So kum dais, if the mother already daven ma'ariv, she was yaitza the chi of deraisa of kiddush. So it's only a chiyuv derabanan of the mekadesh al yayin. So for that, you could be saymich hachazaka derabba. You could be saymich that he has shtei sairis. Masha'en kain, if you're going to say that kiddush al yayin is deraisa, so kum tais, he can't be yaitza from a bacha, even if he's 13, because you have to know you have shtei sairis, because he's being made to you with the deraisa. So then the mother should make the kiddush. Now the Magen Avraham paskins halacha l'maisa, that once you daven, you only have a chiyuv derabanan. And then also, the Bi'alacha was mefakvik, because he had two tainis on why, even if you hold you don't need wine midereisa, that tefillah, you shouldn't be able to be yetzi in mitzvah of kiddush with tefillah. First of all, he had a problem that mitzvah shrichas kavana, when a person davens ma'ir, if he's not being mechamed to be yetzi kiddush, he wants to be yetzi kiddush alayayin. So since mitzvah shrichas kavana, so mainly you're not going to be able to be yetzi the kiddush. And the Bi'alacha has another shaila that the Gemara says in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, that there's a chiyuv to be maski tzias mitzrayim with kiddush. And they learn that from Gzeir Shava, Zachar Sayyayim Azeh, and it says by tzias mitzrayim, Zachar Sayyayim Shabbos the Katshayim, it says mitzrayim Zachar Sayyayim Azeh. So it teaches you that you have to be maski tzias mitzrayim by kiddush, and by Shemayin Esri, we don't mention tzias mitzrayim b'chlal. So these are two shtarka tainus, even if you don't need kiddush alayayim midereisa, but still you can't be yaitza midereisa by tefillah, because you don't have kavana, and also you're missing a tzias mitzrayim. So about the tzias mitzrayim, he says that vayislis the Magen Avraham held, and a lot of places can bring the Magen Avraham, that the whole din of the tzias mitzrayim is also not deraisa. The Gemara there's an asmachta, the Rambam is mashman away, because the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of the tzias mitzrayim in the Iker din of Kiddush deraisa. He only brings it down in the Nusach of Kiddush, which is derabanan. Vayistayis the Gemara is an asmachta. I mean, deraisa yetzin the chi of Kiddush without Yetzias Mitzrayim. And about Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, he doesn't say an answer. But I was thinking that maybe, even if you don't have Kavana for the Mitzvah Sei deraisa of Kiddush, but since you have Kavana for davening, and it's not pshat that you're doing it for Ezud Avachel, you're doing it because of the Tekan of davening, and the ton of davening was included in that, the din of Kiddush, so that's called Kavana. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana means if you do it for a different reason, like the Kael Lashir, or Hayakayer Betayer the Giyaz Ma Mikra, that you're b'chol not being mechavan l'shem mitzvah, then there's a problem with Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. But here you're doing it for the mitzvah of Tefillah, and you're doing it for whatever Chazal or Masakin, and Chazal and Masakin to make the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, which is a key in Mezach HaShir HaMeshabbos, the Katshah, they did it for that reason. So that's Nichol and Yukavana. And I have a raya to that. Because when Yom Kippur falls in on Shabbos Taka, and assuming we paskin that you don't need Yayin, but the Shaila is how we yate the Kiddush? How we yate the mitzvah Mezach HaShir HaMeshabbos, the Katshah? L'chay yate it with Tefillah. We say, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael of Yom Kippurim. We say v'titin lanu Hashem l'kenu shabasas l'mnucha and yom kippurim uslicha mechila kapara. But l'maisa we say the bracha also including Shabbos. So we're saying the bracha for Shabbos, mekadesh Shabbos, together with Yom Kippur, we're saying Shabbos, we yetzi b'tefillah. So l'chaya, there should be a chiyuv on Yom Kippur, shchas b'Shabbos. They should announce that everyone, when he says the Shemayin Esrei, He has to make sure mitzvah tzrichs chavanah to mechayvim to be yetzer mitzvah save zachas yom shabbos l'kadshoy. So I saw medaktekim taka say that, but you don't find that the amoinam is nizur in it. Vayis is like the Magen Avraham that since lemaisi you're doing it l'tzarich tefila, you're doing it l'shem that the kanas chama tefila, and the chama's taking a tefila included the mitzvah deraisa zachas yom shabbos l'kadshoy. That's called kavanah. Al-Kabana Mishibur himself fears Eish Halacha L'maisa that if the Isha already davened Ma'ariv, she could be Yitzal Yidei, a Katan, that doesn't have, that you don't know that he has Shtei Saris. He says you have a Svek Sveka. L'maisa is considering the Deya that you Yitzal with Tfilah Midaraisa Al-Kabana as a Suffolk, the Magen Avraham says it, even if you can be Mfaklik, because the Irish Shein, the whole day, you need Yayin Midaraisa, and Mr. Sviks Kavana, and the Din of Skir seems to try him. Al-Kabanim, it's a suffix. And every katan, that's 13. Al-Kabanim, you have a suffix of Yash Dei Saris. So it's a sex snake, the katan could be Yetza, the Isha. The Bach would be able to Yetza his mother with Kiddush if she died a marriage of Al-Kabanim. Al-Sveik, maybe she was already Yetza the Mitzvah Deraisa, and in the time she wasn't, maybe Taka Hash Dei Saris. That's to be Alacha's maskan of the Alacha in this case. And now let's see the next sugya. The sugya on Amid Beis. The Gemara brought down the Mishnah. What's the din if you say Shvuah Eichel and you ate a kol shehu? Rabbi Kiva says that you chayev. And the Amr Loi asked Rabbi Kiva, Heichel Metzina Beichel kol shehu shu chayev shezeh chayev? How did you find the case in Kol Terekula someone eats a kol shehu that's chayev? Just like in Kol Terekula the din is you need a kazayis. So here by Shvuah Sosa you won't be chayev unless you ate a kazayis. So it's a machloikis. Rabbi Kiva holds a kol shehu is chayev. And the Rabbanan hold that Heichel Metzinu b'chol terekula kol shehu is chayev, you need a kazayis. So the Gemara is a shayler. Rabbi Kiva maybe argues in kol terekula, maybe argues he holds like Rabbi Shimon that b'chol terekula a kol shehu is chayev. But the Gemara's maskan is no. Rabbi Kiva holds b'chol terekula also a kol shehu is not chayev, you need a kazayis. But the reason why b'shvua kol shehu is chayev, the Gemara's lashon is hayul mefarish chayev stam nami chayev. Since Mefarish is Chayiv, so Stam is also Chayiv. And Rashi is Masbir, because he says, Sheyesh Leim HaShanishba Ein Dait El Achil Shal Torah El Achalosh Bnei Adam U'Bechol Shun Eschav Unleser Etz Atzmai. Since he made the Shvua, and he didn't have Das Achila, what the Torah calls an Achila, he means what people call an Achila. And if people call an Achila even a Kol Shu, so that's what he meant. So just like someone makes a Shvua, he won't touch the wall. And he touches all his chayiv, whatever he said in the Shvuah, then he makes the Shvuah his chayiv. So who would him when he says Shalai Eichel, even though normally you need a kazayis, but he said Shalai Eichel, and he meant Lashem Bnei Adam. Hayolu Mefarish chayiv, if he would have said clearly that I won't eat a kol Shvuah, Vadi Chayiv, because that's what the Shvuah was. He was Meshaker in the Shvuah that he made. So who would him when he says Stam, that's what he means. He means kol Shvuah. So what's the pshat in the Rabbanan? Why did the Rabbanan hold you need a kazayis? So what called Torah kuli need a kazayis? But here it's for going against his word. And he said, Eichel. So Rashi says, Kasarvi ain't dait el ashir achila. And Tosis explains this a little more. Heichel metzinu b'eichel kol shu, Tosis avagad mefarish kol shu is chayiv, k'ram v'gemar. But stom in the mulsa dait el stam achila shibetera. His das is whatever the Torah considers achila. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Dalin, Hilchashua Salacha Aleph, he asks the Shaila, we always know that Klal is that Ben Adarim Aleich HaChalosh Bnei Adam. Whenever the Bnei Adam calls something one way and the Torah calls it a different way, we go Basa Bnei Adam. So if the Bnei Adam call Achil even less than the Gezayis, and the Torah says Achil is B'Gezayis, we all know Ben Adarim Aleich HaChalosh Bnei Adam. What's Pshat and the Rabbanan that say that it's Gezayis because the Torah means Gezayis? So the Mishnah Malach says the Rabbanan hold, he doesn't want to be machmeh more than Isurei Torah. I think it means, if it's a question of what the Lashon means, what does Mavushal mean? There's Mavushal, is roasted Mavushal with Lashon Torah, Lashon Bnei Adam. It's a question of defining a word, so you go about Bnei Adam. But it's a question of what he means to Achila, when he makes a Shvuah Shlaichel, he means it should be the same way as when the Torah tells you not to eat. And just like when the Torah tells you not to eat, that means B'Kazayis. When I say not to eat, I mean what the Torah means. A kazayis. That's the machloikish of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Now there's a shmuz in the Rishonim The Rabbanan that hold that you're not chayiv unless you eat a kazayis, and l'chayiv, that's how we paskin, that's not how we paskin, is the pshat that less than a kazayis you're allowed to eat l'chatchil etzhet de gomer? Or is it the pshat that just like there's a din by kol yisurei Torah, chatzi she osim in a Torah, so who a din by Shmuis, the amount is a din that a kazayis is chayiv, less than a kazayis will say chatzi she osim in a Torah? As I say, Shaili Rishayim, the Ramban and the Ritva later on Daf Chavezim avur that it's a het gomer, and the Rana Chedushim held that way also. And he said it's very different than Yisurei Torah. Yisurei Torah, the Etzim Chazir is Aser, Chaylev is Aser, Nevela is Aser. Not as a din, Lagabi Shir, you need a Kazayis. But Lagabi Isser, the din of Kazayis was said, Lagabi Chiv, Lagabi Malkus, Lagabi Isser, there's no Shir, Lagabi Isser, it's Aser. Mashenki and Mashua, since he's saying he's not chayiv unless he eats a kazayis, Vaislis, that was the kavan of the Shmua, that he won't eat a kazayis. So if that's the kavan of the Shmua, so less than that, you b'chol not be going for the Shmua. Chazir, you're eating chazir either way. Now it's not genuga chashiv v'sima chayiv unless you have a kazayis. So mainly you have less than a kazayis, you're not chayiv, but al-kaponim, you're eating chazir, so chazir she'o simen ha-teira. Mashayin in a Shmua, there's nothing wrong with the food. The problem is you're in violation of your Shmua. So if your Shvua meant the Kazayis, so less than the Kazayis, you're not in violation of the Shvua. So what's wrong? How could that possibly be also? That's Tainet Deran and Chidushim. But Lamai said the Rambam, and Perik Dalin Hilch Shvua Slach Aleph says, Mishnish v'shayecholayim klum v'achol pachas mi'gazayis potter, she'en achil b'chusim mi'gazayis, v'areyu ko'echol chatzi shem in the veil s'treifus y'gaytzeben. So he says you're potter, and it's like chatzi shem in the veil s'treifus, l'choyim mefurish in the Rambam that y'chayiv, and the Rosh also. At the end of Simon A, the Rosh also says that you have Chatzis She'o Simon HaTorah. And the Ran on the Rif also holds that way. He says, even though I wrote in the Chedushin that it's Mutter, but I think now in the Rif, he's being Chayzer, and he says that, no, I hold like the Rambam, it's Simon HaTorah. And explains why. Because he says, why is Chatzis She'o Simon HaTorah? The Gemara is Mavur in Yuma, in the 8th Perek, because it's Chazil, it's Terufe. Because since he could be Mitztarefit, you could eat more and be Chayiv. So since it's Chazal Shuvah, the Torah asked it. And he explains, the Gemara says is really two taimim. One is a Svar, Chazal Shuvah, and the other is a Pasuk, Yilunah from Kol Chaylev. But he says, even if Yilunah from Kol Chaylev, it's Alts Chazal Shuvah. Because if it was Stamik Zeris Akasuv, so how do you know it's my only Surah, maybe it's Dafka by Chaylev. Elamai, the Torah is telling you a Svar, that even though you're eating less than a Shir, but since you could, because it is Achila B'chayev if you eat a Shir, so already, even part of it, even don't have a share, but al-kaponim, it's also me deraisa. It's chazil s'rufe. Hazak deraim, my net, there's also chazil s'rufe. By shvu also, lamaisa, even though the shvu is only on a kazayis, unless in a kazayis, you're not in violation of your shvu b'chlal. But you already ate part of it, that if you're going to eat another half of kazayis, so then you're going to be chayim. So this kazayis is chazil s'rufe. It's right to be mitzvah with another half of kazayis. This half of Gezayis is Chazal Shuvah. So Mela, why should Nidarim be different than other Yisurim? They're both called Chazal Shuvah. And the Chayit of Beer is like this. If the Pshat is that Chatzis Shir is also because the whole Shir Gezayis was only said Lagabi Chiyuv, and it wasn't said Lagabi Yisur, so then you can Mechalak Shvuah. Because Shvuah, the Yisur, is Alzbitel Diburah, and Diburah was Gezayis. That's what he meant. Less than that, there's Mechalal no Yisur. Hashem came to bound the Issa of Chatzis Shir is as Chazal Shirufei. So even by Shua, also you have the same Chazal Shirufei. The half of Gezayis could be mitzvah for the other half of Gezayis. The male is also in their Issa. So the kids in the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and Chedushim originally held that it was Mutter because there's no Issa Bechlal. But the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ran in the Rif, his maskon of the Ran is that it's also, and the Rana explains, because you're far to have a chazal s'rufei. And that's the psak of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Ches. Now there's another shayla in the Pesachim like this. When you hold that there's an issue of chatzis shir by shvua, is that dafka? And Mishnah Melech clears this for a shayla. When you hold there's an issue of chatzis shir by shvua, he clears like this. Is that dafka when you said shloi oichel stam? So there the halacha is that you chayiv b'kazayis, but less than the kazayis, is a chatzis she'asim in a Torah. But what if you said lehed yishloi eichel kazayis? Do you have a din chatzis she'asim in that case also? And who would then declare a shayla when you have a big kikar with has kama kazayisim, and you say Shvuah Shaloi Echlena, and the Gemara is Mavur that you're not chayiv unless you eat the entire thing. What's the din if you eat part of it? Is there an issa derangs of eating part of it? Is it asa to eat part of it? Do you say it's chazlet tzurufe? Even though you said Shvuah Shaloi Echlena, it's chazlet tzurufe. Or you say Shvuah Shaloi Echel Gezayis, it's chazlet tzurufe. Or do you say no? Dafka, when you said Shvuah Shaloi Echel Stam, so then it's like Shari Surei Torah. That there's a chiyuv b'kazayis, but there's already an issur of chatzis shir. Mashenka, when you specify shvuah shaloi echel kazayis, when you specify shvuah shaloi echlena, so then less than the kazayis, so less than the whole thing is b'chlal garnished. As I claim the Mishnah Lamelech Hashayla. And the Mishnah Lamelech Verzayis, that the emes is the tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reishlam and Chesiv Yud, is mefurish. There's an issur even on chatzis shir, even b'chay gavna, even when you said shvuah shaloi echlena, and you're not chayiv to eat the whole thing, but there's an issur to eat part of it as chatzis shir. But the Mishnah Melech clears that maybe it's mechleik rishenim. He brings rishenim, which is maschriach from some rishenim, that they hold in that case there wouldn't be an issur. And the shach oifenart in the Shulchan Aruch argues in the Shulchan Aruch. The shach says bishlam when you say shvuah shaloi echel, you say achilas stam. So achilas stam, that's considered gezayis l'nichiyuva. But if you say shvuah shaloi echel kazayis, or you say on a big kikar shvuah shaloi echlena, so the etzim shvuah is only on the kazayis or only on the whole kikar, then there's b'chlal no inyan of chatzis shir. There wouldn't be a din of chatzis shir klal. So again, there's a machlokes rishonim if b'chlal there's a din of chatzis shir by shvuah altogether. And lefi the shitas haRambam in the Rosh that there's a din of chatzis shir by shvuah. There's another machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tur hold that even by Shloi Echlena, there's a din of chatzis shir. Hashem and the Shach, and the Mishnah Melech also brings Rishonim that holds in such a case where you said Shloi Echlena, then there wouldn't be a din of chatzis shir. So now the Meluim, and the Tshuvas at the end of the Sefer Simeon Dalet, he says he doesn't understand the Shach and the Mishnah Melech at all. He can't see any shum chilik between if you said Shvuah Shloi Echel or you said Lehed Yeshua Shloi Echel Kazayis. Because even when you say shvuah shaloi echel, al karchach what you mean is a kazayis. If you meant shvuah shaloi echel kol shu, so that's a din of mefarish, then when you say shvuah shaloi echel kol shu, you chayiv on a kol shu. So al karchach when you said shvuah shaloi echel, like Rashi and Taisa say, daitei astam achila shebeteira. So your das is on a kazayis. So elamai, why are you chayiv bechatzis shir? So elamai, it seems that the Shach and the Mishnah Melech would say, because there the pshat was, your das was that the chiv should be on a kazayis. But your das was the issa should be on a kolshu, and your das was the chiv should be on kazayis. Then is the stam achila shibatayra. Mashenk, when you said lahed yeshua shalechel kazayis, so then the whole shmu is on a kazayis, even the isser. Mashenk, when you say shmu shalechel, which means achila. So what's achila? In the Torah, achila for chiv is a kazayis, for isser it's a kolshu. So who then that's what you meant by the shvuah? Hazak Davimum, how could that be? You can't decide if there's an einish on your shvuah or not. Let's say someone would make a shvuah and he would say, I want this shvuah to be chal, but only legabi the isser, not legabi the einish. He can't, there's no way he can do such a thing. Mimanavshach. If the shvuah is chal, so that's halacha, shvuah, you get an einish, you bring a carbon if you're ever on the shvuah. And if the shvuah is not chal, then there's no isser b'chlal. It can't be a shvuah should be chal in yin isser lantalin einish because that's what you wanted. Doesn't make any sense. So miman of shach, if you're going to tell me that there's a p'tur, you're not chayiv v'chatzis shir, it must be that your shvuah b'chlal wasn't on the chatzis shir. If your shvuah meant to answer the chatzis shir, avada be einish the chatzis shir. You can't have a shvuah which answers and doesn't have an einish. So if you find that it's p'tur, v'aisis that wasn't your shvuah b'chlal. So why is there a din chatzis she'asim natayra? So the Ran explained it. The Ran said, "Kus chazal shuve," meaning even though be'etzim less than a gezayis is heter gomer, but the fact is this less than a gezayis is heter gomer, plus another less than a gezayis which would also be heter gomer, but b'tziyuv together they're in a sishvua. So even though you only have one. That's a din. If you have one which could be mitzdarif with another one, you have a half of gezayis which could be mitzdarif with another half, and then you'd be chayiv. Gzeris akasa b'chay gavna. There's an issa without a chayiv. So who and then when you said shvuah shaloi echel gezayis, What you're eating now could be mitzdaif with eating more, and then you'll be chayiv. So melin svara doesn't make sense. Any chilik between shuah shleichel stam and shuah shleichel kezayis, because he can't say his das is that legabi chiv he wants a kezayis and legabi iser he wants less than a kezayis. There's no such thing as making a shvur that's only a shvur legabi iser, not legabi chiv. So since legabi chiv it's a kezayis, that's his whole das. It's like he said, shuah shleichel kezayis. Why is he chayiv but less than a kezayis? Chazas shuvei. Chazas shuvei have a shuah shleichel kezayis also. So mail, that's what he names on like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shach and the Mishnah Lamelech. That's Taina Davni Mulun. And mainly he says another thing, that the Gemara later in the Afkav Zayin's Mavur, if a guy says Shvur Shaloya Chlena, and he eats it, if there's a Kazayas left over, he could still make She'eli, he can make a Taurus Nadarim on the Shvur, because it's the Negei of the last Kazayas. So mainly he can make a Taurus Nadarim on the Shvur. He could be She'el on the Shvur. Masha'en Kain, if there's not a Kazayas left over, so then he can't make any She'el on the Shvur. He can't, it's not Negeya, a Kazayas, he can't make any more She'el on the Shvur. So in fact, Avni Meluim, even if it's less than a Kazayas, but it's Negeya to Chatz Yishir. So if he has less than a Kazayas left, it's Negeya to Chatz Yishir. So why can't he make She'el because Negeya to Chatz Yishir? So Zog Avni Meluim, the few were saying it's very Gishmak. Even if you said Shvur Shalai Eichel Kikazu, which means you're not allowed to eat any Kazayas of it. And it also means the less than the Kazayas is also Al Chatz Yishir. But the Etzim Shvur is only Chal on the Kazayas. The Shvur that you said, the Issa you asked it, is only Kazayas. Why is less than the Kazayas Asir? Al Chatz Yishir. But that is nothing, that is not directly because of Yishvur. Can't say it's nothing to do with Yishvur. It came because of Yishvur, but only Begrama. It's not the Shvur that's answering the Chatz Yishir. The Chatz Yishir is not a violation of the Shvur. It's also because it could be mitzdarif to something else to violate the Shvur. So Mela, if you have a Kazayas left, so it's negay the Shvur, negay the Kazayas, so you can make She'ela. But if you have less than a Kazayas left, Be'etzim is no way to violate the Shvur. Are you not allowed to eat what's left because of Chatz Yishir? That's not the Shvur. The Shvur is gone already. Then he declares another story that since the only Issur is Aschaz Litzruve, so Mel, if all you have left is less than the Kazayas and it can't be Mitzdarif anymore, maybe there'll be no Issur to eat it. But he's not sure about that. Maybe Chaz Litzruve means a theoretical Chaz Litzruve. So let's say the last second of Yom Kippur, are you allowed to eat a half a Kazayas or half a Kazev is a Chatz Yishir because it's not Chaz Litzruve, because you can't eat by the time you finish this one, it's going to be Issur Yom Kippur, so it's not Chaz Litzruve. He doesn't know if that's true. But even if it's Taka Asa, because theoretically it's Chaz Litzruve, that's not called the Shvur is Asering it Bechlal. That's the Avdei Meluim Shtickle. So what's Pshat in the Shach and the Mishnah Lamelech that make this Chilek? That when they say Kazayas, they're ending on there's no Din of Chatz Yishir. So there's a Mechudish Tikasvara from the Netzivim Reime Sada, and also Rabbi Chanan right here, and also Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Sa'aris, and Simulam and Gimel Eizdal, he was Mechavim to the Netziv, he says the same Shtickle. And they say like this, they both say Mamish the same shtickle, and they bring the same Ryan from the Sugya. The Avdei Meluim was naming on Avada, his das was on a Kazayas. That's what he meant. It's the same thing if he said Shur Shleichel Kazayas, or he said Shur Shleichel, his das was on a Kazayas. But they're saying no. His das was Taka on a Kol Shehu. So what's the pshat that he's not Chayiv on a Kol Shehu? You see that Mefarish is Chayiv on a Kol Shehu. The Teretz is, he said Achila. What does achila mean? The Torah says less than exayis doesn't have a shivus of achila, and he said achila. He said shu shleichel. So even though he meant kol shehu, but he also meant shleichel, meaning what the Torah considers an achila. And the Torah only considers it achila b'gezayis. Rabbi Chanan's nusach is it's a tied to the sasha. You ask it on yourself a maisa achila. But then you wanted it to be chal on the kol shehu, which is really not a ma'isa achila b'chlal. So l'ma'isa, we're going to fetach what you're saying. The ma'isa achila meaning it's only a ma'isa achila v'kezayis. It's the only thing that's the ma'isa achila. But the issa shvua be'etzim is on the kol shehu. Granted, it's not shaykh to make the ma'isa achila on the kol shehu. That's why you potter. So that was saying that that's only l'gabi chiyuvim. But there's a din of chatz yishir. And l'gabe yisurim, it's considered a ma'isa achila. The Torah considers a ma'isa achila, so l'gabe yisurim, it's takasim midiraisa. And the Siv says, that's what the Amrulai mean. Heicha mitzinu, she'eichel kol shivu chayev. According to the first pshat, it's just the din in his das. About Hecha Metzina, about the Torah, we don't find that a person should be able to be chayiv on a kolshu. So Me'el Mestame means what the Torah said. But the way they're learning, it's much more than that. The pshat is, he said Eichel. Eichel, in the Torah's Lashon, Eichel means kezayis. He wants an achila of kolshu. That's a tie to the sasri. Achila is kezayis. But if that's the vart, if that's why it's a kezayis, that's legabi chiv. But legabi iser, achila is less than a kezayis. So mele, the male is an iser, but less than a kezayis. But when he said, shuah shal eichel kezayis, so the pshat was his das is on a kezayis, so there's no shemitz iser less than a kezayis. There's nothing. His shvu was on a kezayis, less than a kezayis, his head to gomer. That's what the shachem is shalom alech neman. If the Pshari says shvu shloi eichel, so be'etzim shloi eichel, he meant shloi eichel kol shu. Novas then, but he said shloi eichel. And eichel is defined as kezayis. Ah, he meant kol shu. But he also would ask was a ma'isa achila. And b'metzis is not shayich a ma'isa achila on a kol shu. So male is not going to be chayiv unless it's a kezayis. But that's only l'gai b'chiv. L'gai b'yisr will be an isr. But when he says shvu shloi eichel kezayis or shvu shloi eichlena, so there, the whole chavs of the shvu is dafka negazayis, less than negazayis, can't be also bechlal. And both in its sivin or bechanim bring a raya to this yisayit from the Gemara. The Gemara, it says it a little bit here, it says a little bit more on dafka vezim and aleph. The Gemara chavezim and aleph says like this. Omer rava machlekes b'stam, avu b'mefarish tevi hakel b'chol shu. My tama, mefarish nami keber yudami. The story of mefarish nami keber yudami is brought in our blood also. That Rav is saying the machlekes is when they said eichel, so then the rabbanon say it's kezayis. So Bekiva says it's kolshu. But if he says kolshu, yichayiv. So Frag and say, what do you mean my tama? And you're giving an answer mefarish nami keber yadami. It's a pliya. The Gemara should have said pshita. And why do you need the tama mefarish nami keber yadami? If the whole reason why the rabbanon hold that you need a kezayis is because that was his das. If he says lahedya that I want to ask her a kolshu, so that's it. So you have no das for a kezayis, and avad the ask is a kolshu. And mefarish nami keber yudami, Rashi's masber, because beri is a vart of chashivus. The reason why a beri is chayiv and less than a kezayis is because it's chashiv. So it blives a shir even though it's not a kezayis. When you said in yeshua beferish a kolshu, you're giving chashivus to the kolshu, it has a din as if it's a kezayis. What do you have to come on to that for? Typically, you said that this was Yeshua. You said Shvur Shleichel Kolshu. That was Yeshua. Why shouldn't you be Chayim? It's a Pella. Zogin the Netziv and Erbachan and Weistais. That even if you say clearly that you want Yeshua to be in a Kolshu, but it doesn't work because you said Shleichel and Achila is Bekazayis. That's what the word Achila means. That's the definition of Achila. Rabbi Kiva says we redefine Achila. He doesn't mean achila shel Torah, so maybe he doesn't mean kezayis, but achila, according to Rabban, is achila shel Torah, that's kezayis. That is what achila is. He's answering a maisa achila, he's answering a kosher, it's a tati disasri. No, Rava comes to the gemaldig achidish. No. That about this such a thing as being chayiv less than kezayis when you have chashivas, like by Beria, so Mefarish gives it the chashivas that it can blind the kezayis. But you see clearly this yisayid, that even though his das was on a koshu, but as long as he said achila and his das is achila shel Torah, achila shel Torah is bekezayis be'etzim. So male, it's good to shach in the Mishnah Lamelas Chilik that when he says shalei eichel, where be'etzim he means the kolshu. The only reason why he can't be mechayiv is because achila is bekezayis. So that's only legabi chiv, legabi iser. It's legabi iser. Chatzi she'asim in haTorah. Mashenka when he says shalei eichel kezayis, so then there's bechlal no iser on the kolshu bechlal. The Netziv says, well, there we can answer the Mishnah Melech's kasha on the Re'eim. Because the Re'eim, the Mishnah Melech brings down the Re'eim. The Re'eim says, the Yisayid, that Be'etzim Achila means Kolshu. There's no Yidin that Achila is a Kezayis. It's a Xeris Akos of the Gabi Einshim. The Torah doesn't give Einshim unless it's a Kezayis. But Achila really means Kolshu. So, in fact, the Mishnah Melech has a Shtim with this Svar here. We want to say in the Rabbanan, that when he says Shvur Shleichel, he means the Kezayis, because Kol HaTorah Kula means the Kezayis. If Kol HaTorah Kula Be'etzim Achil doesn't need a Kezayis. Just the Gabi Einshim is Xeris Akos of the Gabi Einshim, that you're part of the Einshim if you don't need a Kezayis. So how would that shtim? Why would you say when he says Shvur Shleichel Stam, he means a kazayis. So the Netziv is saying that with this svar it's meyushiv, because avadei taka means a kolshu. But on the other hand, when he says shalei eichel, he means to give it the gidrei achilas atayra, and the gidrei achilas atayra are not machshiv unless it's a kazayis. So even though he meant the kolshu, but there was no way he could eat that kolshu, because eating by definition legabi anchim is kazayis. That's the svar of the Netziv and the Rabbi Chanan. Now I think the Ran is not saying that. I think Lamaisa, the Ran is saying, and this is the Chayav Adu with the turn the Shulchan Aruch hold. The Ran was taka bothered in Chedushim that how could you say that there's an Issa Chatzis Shir here? Bishleim everything else, eating Chazir, eating Chalev, eating Nevela, so Avadu you being over in Issa. Navazdan, Lagabi Einchi, need a Kazayas, Abba Chatzis Shir Asim Natera. Mashaykin Lagabi Shvua, since he meant Kazayas, so your mamma is not doing anything less than a Kazayas. So you see, the Ranem done, not like this you said, that the Pshat and the Rabbanan is that Shvur Shleichel means Kazayas. It's like he said Shvur Shleichel Kazayas. And then the Ran and the Chedushim and the Rifu Yischeizer, okay, he just goes and says that there's no Chilik because the Yisra Nemsach Mitzad Chazul at Sterufei. And Chazul Sterufei had the same Chazul Sterufei. Even if you're not doing anything, you're not being over on anything less than a kazayis, but it for this chazal sirufe. The Mishnah Melech and the Shach, lefi the way the Netziv and Rabbi Chanan is explaining it, they're not holding the chazal sirufe alone could ask you min ha-Torah. It's only chazal sirufe if you taka doing the isur, but even that it's asur, not mechuyiv. The Ran is the chayr saying that you say the chazal sirufe alone is an isur. And the Ran taka shtims with the Shulchan Aruch, that paskins a true shleichel kazayis. Is also called Shu is Asim and Atayr. And Shu Shleichlen is also called Shu Asim and Atayr. Chazas Shufi Alain is a Mechayiv, even if there's Bechal no Isser, unless in the Kazayas. So, Lissikom, we have three Malachim. We have the Malachim, the Ramban, the Ridvan, and the Ran and the Chedushim Alashas, that when you say Shu Shleichel, you mean Kazayas, period. And we may less in the Kazayas is head to Gom, it's not Shaykh to Asir it. It's not like Chazir and Avela, this and that, we're the pshat is be'etzim, it's also, you just need a kazayis l'gabi d'chiyav. Shvur and b'chalas is b'chal no issi, you're not doing anything until you have a kazayis. It's not like you're doing half an issu, you're doing nothing at all, unless you're breaking your word, unless you're breaking your shvur, which is by a kazayis. We have the Ran on the Rif, and the Das of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. That's maskim that ene chinami, you're doing nothing, the vaila. You're not doing any issu b'chalal. But they hold that chatzis she'asim natar is chazas shufei, and chazas shufei means even if bechlal you're not doing any issa bechlal. But since if you do more of the same, which is also not an issa bechlal, but together they'd be mitzurv to be a shir, that's alone is an issa deraisa. So even my shur shleichel gezayis or shur shleichel lena, the din is chatzis she'asim natar, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the second day, and then we have the psak of the Shach and the Mishnah Lamelech, which is in between. That in Svara, they're ending on like they're in Ban and the Ritva. That if Shvur Shleichel, if he says Shvur Shleichel Gazayis or Shvur Shleichel Lena, and less than that, you're not being over anything, then there'd be no din of Chatzis Shir either. And you don't say Chazis Shufa. You only say Chazis Shufa when you're doing is an Isser. You just don't have a Shir for the Chiv. Chazis Shufa gives you Isser Deraisa. But if you're doing is Bechlal Na Nichol and the Isser, there's no din of Chazis Shufa, there's no din of Chatzis Shir. But that's only when you say Shvur Shleichel Gazayis. When you say Shvur Shleichel, then Yadas is the Taka Asur Kol Shuhu. Novas then, but Yadas is the Asa Achila of a Kol Shuhu. And Achila Lagabi Chiv is only because Ayis. And that's why you're not Chayiv unless it's a Kazayis. But since Yadas is a Kol Shuhu, so only Lagabi Chiv you say an Achila because Ayis. But Lagabi Isser, a Chatzishi is also a Siminatayr. In that case, you have Chatzishi a Siminatayr. But when you say Shur Shleichel Gezayis or Shur Shleichel Lena, then the Chatzis Shir will be mutter. Those are the three sheetahs in the sugya.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.